Some 6 lines down. 7. Boy Rava, avoidas silok behechel mahal. What's halacha on avoidas silok and avoid of removing in the hechel mahal? This is asking according to Levi, that we just mentioned according to Levi that mibes laparoiches in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and avoidas silok azar is not chayv mis on it. But bechutz, like a chumas hadesh in the mizbeach achitza, then Levi holds. Now the Rabbi Levi holds that Azar is chayv misa. What about in the middle, in the heichal, an avodah siluk? Like Rashi gives the example of dishan minayra, dishan mizbeach apnimi, lefnim medmina leidu. We compare it to lefnim, to inside the kodesh hakadoshim, and Azar would be potter. Or the chutz medmina leidu, or do we compare it to the mizbeach achitza and the chutz, and the Azar will be chayv? The Pashto Rava was pushing it from the following pasuk, mi beis. The pasuk's got a mi beis laparoiches. What's uli mi beis? To be marbe a bigger bias, not just the beis laparoiches, but an expanded, a larger beis laparoiches, even the kodesh. That even the kodesh is chayiv if the zar. I'm sorry. Even the kodesh is like the kodesh hakadoshim. That avodah siluk is potter. If the zar is misad of the shulchan, the lechem apodim on the shulchan, he should be chayiv. And yet we had earlier, Rebbe and Levi only said the 4 avodas: Rika, Nisach Hamayim, Nisach Hayayim, and Haktora. Why not Misadar Hashulchan? And for the Gemara, Ikar Sinir Bazichin, because it's not an avoda tom, it's not the complete avoda, it's not the end of an avoda, because they still have to be Misadar the Bazichin, the Levoina. For the Gemara, okay, so Sinir Bazichin Lachayiv, if he's Misadar the Bazichin, it should be Chayiv. And for the Gemara, no, Ikar Siluk of Haktora. That's also not the end of the avoda, because he still has to do the Siluk and the Haktora of the Levoina. And in Echidam, the following week, where he does Haktor, he took a tackle with Bichayv, all Haktor. For the Gemara, Zor shall see there as a menorah lechayv. The Zor, this Messiah of a Zor, of a non coin is Messiah of the menorah, he should be chayv. And for the Gemara, no, you can listen to his psilo. That's not an avoided toma, that's not the end, because he has to put the wicks in. For the Gemara, okay, no, some psilo lechayv, he puts the wicks in, he should be chayv. No, you can listen to Shemin, he has to put the oil in. For the Gemara, okay, no, some Shemin lechayv, he puts the Shemin in, he should be chayv. Everything more. No, that's still not the end of the avodah, because Ika had luck. He has to be madlik the menorah. Everything more. Okay, so hidlik the chayiv. If he lights the menorah, he should be chayiv. Everything more. No, had luck a la avodah. Had luck is not an avodah. The zor is only chayiv on a avadatem. Avodah is matana. Has to be an avodah. Lighting the menorah is not an avodah, considered an avodah at all. And therefore, Zohar would not be chayiv misa for doing it. Everything more of a loy. Really, lighting the menorah is not an avodah. Vatani, the Brisa says. Have to put the fire on the mizbeach and put the wood on the fire. And Lime, we learn from here, al hatzotzas eliso, on the singeing, on the burning of the twigs, that when you're starting the fire on the marocha, shaloytei ela b'koyin kosher, it has to be a koyin kosher, because this is b'nei aron ha-koyhanim. Whenever it says such a loshen, it needs real kahuna kosher, koyin kosher, and uvel klisharis. We see it's considered an avoida, so we're assuming the same way putting the fire on the mizbeach is an avoida, putting the fire on the menorah, lighting the menorah should also be an avoida. And for the Gemara, no, hatzosas alisa avoida. You're right. The hatzosas alisa, lighting the twigs on the marocha of the mizbeach is an avoida, but halok al avoida, the halok as a menorah is not considered an avoida. If a zor is misad in the marocha, since you're telling me that putting the whole pyre, the whole marocha of wood and fire is an avoidus, so if a zor does that, it should be chayiv. If the gemara, no. Ikas sidr shnei gzirei etzim. The end of that, the avoidus tom of that, would be to put the two gzirei etzim, two logs of wood. We'll talk about that in a few blad, a special mitzvah of putting two gzirei etzim. For the Gemara, okay, so see there's no gzirin l'chayiv. If he's misadded those two gzirin, he should be chayiv. And for the Gemara, no, because that's also not the end. There's something after that. Ika sidr evarim. Arranging the evarim on the marocha is all part of the avoidas sidur, and therefore, the misadded the shnei gzirin, you would not be chayiv. He looked like you're about to ask something. Yeah. No. And Echnami, once you put the Ivorim on, you'll be Chayav Taka for Haktorah. I felt the Gemara of Omer and Asi Omer Rabbi Yechon and Zor she see the Shnei Gzir Eitzim the Chayiv. Rabbi Yechon Daka says a Zor who's Mesada the Shnei Gzir Eitzim is Yechayiv. And for the Gemara, it's up to Gemara. But hopefully, you're right. Let's talk about Chloikis. I'm wrong about this. Ma'ar Sovar Avoy the Tamihi. And Ma'ar Sovar Lava Avoy the Tamihi. Rabbi Yechon is saying that the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, that's the final Avoy, the final part of the Avoy that's the Sidur. The Yivorim, they go on afterwards. That's the Haskolo of a new Sidur, a new Avoy, the new Haktorah. Therefore, Azor Abichai for doing the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Rav held, no, Rav held that the putting the Ivorim is the end of the Avoidas Sidur, and therefore the Gzir Eitzim itself, you would not be Chayiv. Tani Gavazah the Rav, Tani Gavazah the Levi, yeah, one Brisa like Rav, that Shumas Adesha and the Siluk is not Chayiv. And Tani Gavos of the Levi, we have one Braisa like Levi, that in Shumas Adash and Azor would be Chayiv. The first Braisa, Tani Gavos of the Rav, Avoidus Shazor Chayiv Alei Misa, the following Avoidus Azor is Chayiv Misa for doing, Zuikas Dam, the sprinkling of the blood, on the Mizbech HaChitzon, and also Beilef Nim, also in the Hechol, also in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'hamazer b'chatasoiv, the one who spritches the chatasoiv on the mizbeach. V'hamimatzer, the one who squeezes the oilasoiv, that's like the zrik of the oilasoiv. V'hamakter b'oilasoiv, the one who's makter the oilasoiv. V'hamenasech shloshes lugim mayim and shloshes lugim yayin. Anyone who's nisuch hamayim or nisuch hayayin on sukkahs on the rest of the year with yayin, all of those are chazar does them in tzchayim. And clearly, significantly omitted from this braisa is Chumas Hadeshen. You see, this is like Rav. Chumas Hadeshen, which is an Avoidas Siluk, is not Chayiv, a right to Rav. But Tanya Gavos and the Levi, we have another braisa that says explicitly like Levi, Avoidas Shazor Chayiv Alemi. So what are the following Avoidas that Azoros Chayiv Misa on? Maybe a mesadeshin, someone who removes the deshin, the chumas adeshin process. Visheva hazoy shebefnim, visheva mensoyer, also the seven hazoys of sprinkling in the lefnim, in the hechon, the kosh hakadoshim, and by the mensoyer. Vahamayla gabe mizbeach, bindom, or kosher, bindom, apostle, anybody who brings onto the mizbeach, Ivarim that are, whether they're kosher or posel, like Rashi explains posel, we're talking about psula bekoidish, where the aloha is in molo lo yardu, where be'etzim, they're kosher zachin. They wouldn't be taken off the Mizbeach. All these things, it's considered a halah, it's considered a haktorah, and it would be chayiv. On Koponim, a braisa clearly like Levi, that Chumas Hadeshen, the Avoidas Asilog, is Yechayiv, a Zor who does it. Okay, now we have this next Loma Mafisin. This is going on the next part of the Mishnah. There were four paises, four lotteries that were done in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. Why are we doing the piouses? Why are we doing the pious? Kidamara, like the Mishnah said, because they first tried doing it on a first come, first serve basis, and it became a sakana. Hello, this is what we meant to ask. Why do we do a lot, and then an hour later do a second, an hour later do a third, an hour later do a fourth? Again, an hour is lavdafka, but why don't we just in one standing do all the four piouses? Why don't we have them come back to the Lishkas Agazes to do the piouses four separate times? Rabbi Yechon Kedei Lahargish Kol Hazara, purposely to make a hargish, a feeling, a rash in the whole Hazara, that everyone should know, that everyone should see the Kavod HaMelech, that everyone, all the Kehanim, want the honor of doing the Schos, of doing the Avoidas. Shenem Rasha Yacht of Adam Tiksoid, Bevesa Lekim, Nahalach Barogesh, you go with the Rogesh, with the Regesh, the Bevesa Lekim. So the Gemara Bamemephisan, what clothing were the Kehanim wearing when they did this original pious? Rav Nachman, Rabbi Bigdei Chol, they're wearing their regular weekday garments. Rav Sheshes said, "Big day kodesh." They would already have put on their big day kodesh. Rav Nachman, Rav Big Day Chol. Rav Nachman says, "The big day chol, the e amr of a big day kodesh." If you're going to tell me that everyone's wearing big day kodesh, even the losers are wearing big day kodesh, ikabal Israel is the chamsi v'avdim. You have to be concerned for these very strong armed losers and sore losers, the ones that did not win the pious. But they're already wearing the Bnei Kodesh. They might just strong arm the other Kehanim, the Kehanim who did win, and run and do the Avodah. Therefore, they should all be wearing Bnei Chol which again is an impediment, less likely now that sore loser will actually go ahead and put on his big day kodesh, yada, 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 and fight for it. If Sheish is all Maras Svar all the way around, the big day kodesh, they're wearing big day kodesh. Why? The Iyam big day chol, if you're going to tell me everyone's wearing big day chol, we have a concern the other way. Agav chavivuse mikruv avdi. Now we have this kohen who actually won the goyrel, he won the pious. He's so excited, he might just, without thinking, just go run and do the avodah, and he's still wearing his big day chol. Therefore, everyone has to be wearing the big day kodesh so that a mistake like that doesn't happen. So again, there's a concern both ways. Rabbi Nachman, we'll see as the Gemara continues in today's Amud, Raya, they try to bring Raya to themselves, but from a Svara perspective, there are Taka opposing Svaras and are opposing concerns on everyone wearing B'day Kodesh, everyone wearing B'day Choyl, and that's where we have the Machlokes of Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Ad Kan Chazorah.